Hey folks, welcome to the show. Are you a coffee lover? Do you have to drink at least one cup of coffee every morning to start your day? Nowadays, we drink coffee not only to refresh ourselves, but also for socializing purposes and to stay healthy. It has become a normality in our daily lives, just like breathing. Globally, over 2 billion cups of coffee are consumed every day. However, 450 years ago, people in Western Europe had barely even heard of it. Coffee was originally from Ethiopia in Africa, where the wild coffea plant grew. People slowly started to realize that the coffee cherry or the coffee bean, when it's roasted and ground, could be used to produce a beverage that was strangely addictive and gave the drinker a refreshing feeling. But to be honest, coffee is an acquired taste for many people, which means you have to try a few times before you can get used to it. Even now, some people love the smell of it while others can't stand the bitterness. The taste still discouraged many people from drinking it. But the British people add milk and sugar to their coffee, just like their tea, which helped solve the bitterness problem by making it sweet and creamy. And that brings us to our sentence of the day. Early Western drinkers were fascinated by it, recognizing its potential as a drink which was ideal for business. Once again, early Western drinkers were fascinated by it, recognizing its potential as a drink which was ideal for business. That's right, capitalism, baby. Time to make some money. And as usual, we can break it into four pieces to help us practice. Here we go. Early Western drinkers were fascinated by it, recognizing its potential as a drink which was ideal for business. Once again, early Western drinkers were fascinated by it, recognizing its potential as a drink which was ideal for business. Alright, let's check out the vocab we've got here. Number one, Western. Western. Okay, it's an adjective. It means in or from the west of a place. For example, you can say, she lives in Western China. She lives in Western China. Or you can say, Ken is recently into old Western-style films. Yes, which means I like to watch cowboy films from the past. By the way, I really am. So if you know any, please share some classic movies or novels, if you know any. Thank you. Number two, fascinated. Fascinated, which means extremely interested. Extremely interested. It's an adjective. For example, you can say, they were absolutely fascinated by the game. They were absolutely fascinated by the game. You can also say, the child was fascinated with his new toy. The child was fascinated with his new toy. Number three, potential. Potential, which means someone's or something's ability to develop, achieve, or succeed. For example, you can say, she has acting potential, but she needs training. You can also say, the region has enormous potential for economic development. The region has enormous potential for economic development. And now, last but not least, number four, ideal. Ideal. It's an adjective. It means perfect or the best possible. Alright, for example, you can say, she is ideal for the job. She is ideal for the position, for the job. Or you can also say, in an ideal world, no one would go hungry. In an ideal world, no one would go hungry. So the ideal world would be something like an utopia. Alright,